Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am the supervisor over the while with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review over your account?
Okay.
I may have your first and last name.
Mark Lusk, L-U-S-K.
Is there any way the account could be on a different name?
No. When I spoke to his associate before, she asked my wife's name, and I told her it was Perry. She said, yes, that's on the account, but my wife's right here, and she hasn't placed any orders through this company, this website, and we haven't entered into any sweepstakes or anything.
Right. Okay, so will you verify that shipping address for me?
Address is 424 Alice Street, Southwest, Bessemer, Alabama, 35022.
Okay, I do see here you have this kitchen with us.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I do see here you have a kitchen with us. So basically you could have paid. Okay, so you said that no one in your household could have placed the order?
Nobody at all.
Okay, will you verify that email for me?
My email is mlusk227@gmail.com.
Is there any way, what's your wife's email?
carrielusk447@gmail.com.
Okay, so we have bigblueinbama@gmail. Does that sound familiar?
That's an old email address that she hasn't used in a couple of years.
Okay, what's her phone number?
Hold on. She said that's on her Facebook.
What's the phone number?
My phone number is 205.
What's her phone number since she's under her name?
205-767-7902.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with that fraud investigation.
Okay.
So I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
I'm the only one that holds on to the card, and it's like I said, neither one of us has placed any orders with you.
Okay, I do understand. So we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing you with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to act like more family members to see if they could have placed the order.
Nobody that I know of is just me and my wife. We don't have any kids.
Okay, so would you like to go through with that fraud investigation?
Yes.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so I did go ahead and fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I have that confirmation for you to write down as well.
All right, 1 second. Okay.
There'll be seat for Charlie.
Okay.
260.
All right.
0776.
Okay.
673.
So what I have is C for Charlie, 260776673. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, thank you. You've been a great help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer and supporting. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.